Sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday. It's April 4th.
Oh, wow. It feels like April Fool's Day.
Yeah, it's not April Fool's.
I wish
April 4th.
It was. Because then half of what happened this morning would be like a joke,
yeah.
Right?
What a hectic friggin' morning, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so we're in a new building and everybody's trying to adjust and
new
everything.
New rules.
So the parking.
There's a parking Nazi downstairs. No, really, it's a Nazi.
Yeah.
Like, I think he came from Nazi Germany. No joke.
No, relax.
No, he did.
Yeah.
He definitely did.
But no, it's just that there's miscommunication here in the building, and I don't like that, you know? And from what I've heard so far from other tenants, we're not going to have an easy time here.
Oh, this will be fun.
I know.
This will be really good venting every day.
I know. It's like we
Everyone
didn't have enough
really
with the other building. We left
I
one
know.
Building because there was elevator and air conditioning problems. Now we come here and the elevator
takes
forever.
There's an elevator. There's parking. Someone lost the women's bathroom key. The men's bathroom doesn't work. And this is all in like 2 days.
In 2 days.
So this is kind of, I don't know. I have a view of a back of a billboard.
Yeah. But if you move a
it's
little
so
bit,
beautiful.
You can see the stuff.
The back of the billboard. It's hot. They should draw something on it just for
it's
me.
It's just part of your view, but you have a nice view with
I
trees
know,
and
I'm
everything.
I'm being an asshole, but... But yeah, it's been an interesting morning.
Yeah, so how was your morning before you got here? Was it okay?
I was fine.
Yeah?
Everything was fine. I was like, I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Actually, it's dreary out, but... you know, I have a lot of things to do today, so
yeah.
I was feeling fine, and then I got, you know, I went and got my coffee, and I was like, yeah.
Good.
And I got here in like no time, and then I thought about getting my car clean because I have an event later on, and then that didn't happen. There was like a huge line across the street, and so yeah. And then I was like, well, I don't want to leave my car there anyway because I have things in my car.
Right.
And then of course I wasn't even allowed to park here, so that defeated the purpose. I should have just went to there anyway.
Yeah.
So it's been fun.
Yeah, that's true. So you have a lot of stuff to do today?
Yeah, you know, well, I have a gift suite later on for, I guess, the MTV stuff's coming up. So there's a big gift suite that'll be fun.
Mm.
I'm actually taking Drea,
who
was in studio with us 2 weeks ago.
It's
so.
Drea.
Drea, sorry.
Yeah.
I call her Drea. I know.
Really?
And,
You're
I know.
Taking her.
I know.
Wow, that's
like...
cool. I wish I was taking her.
Wow. She's fun.
Yeah,
so
she's
yeah,
a lot
we're
of
new
fun.
To that. And then there's a charity event after that later on tonight. William Morris Endeavor is doing a big thing for Alzheimer's. And them and it's another, I can't remember the other charity. Whatever, I'm going to a charity event. I'll tweet about it later.
Yeah.
I'll remember later.
I know. It's like we're talking about gifting suite and shit, and we're complaining about the bathroom.
I know. I'm not worried about it. I get
free gifts. We might get into World War III pretty soon, you know, with North Korea and shit, you know. I mean, it's getting very tense there. Very tense.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like.
You think we're safe here?
I don't like watching the news because it's depressing.
It is depressing.
So, I mean, honestly, I don't watch it, and so I get Twitter updates.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I have no idea what's going on unless there's, like, a tweet that comes through that says blah, blah, blah.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of tweets on this.
Usually it's, like, entertainment news about, like, what Lindsay Lohan screwed up now or something. And they're kind of entertaining, and they're funny, and they make me chuckle a little bit, or I just, like, oh, pathetic, whoever.
Right.
And then it's, like, you know, whatever. I'm over it. But if it's, like, an actual tweet that... you know, it's something serious, then I'll turn on the news and be like, what happened?
Oh, okay.
You know, or actually, I'd just rather wait for you to tell me.
Yeah.
You kind of
exactly.
Do it for me.
Yeah, I've got CNN running all day and two newspapers
boring.
A day. You know,
it's just so depressing.
It is depressing, but I feel if I don't know what's going on, I'm like lost, you know.
See, I'd rather live in my own fantasy world.
Yeah.
Everything's great.
You'll have to teach me how to do that.
Because I do have a big bubble around me, and I don't like to know everything else that's going on.
Yeah, that's
unless
the way
it
to
involves
do it.
Gifting sweets and, like, you know, fun parties and awards and yoga. I don't know.
Sounds cool. Oh, you talk about yoga. I was just reading this morning. I guess the CEO was fired because they created yoga pants that were see-through.
You mean Lululemon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
of
heard
Lululemon.
Of that?
Oh yeah. Who hasn't heard about that? Yeah.
Really?
It was actually really funny. Someone did something on Facebook the other day. They found this video of these men that are clearly butt naked. You know, like their butts. But they were like, check out these yoga pants. And they're like this whole like funny video on it.
Really?
And then I made a comment like, and they didn't realize they were just like making a joke. And I was like, oh, do you realize that Lululemon's in serious trouble because of, you know, their see-through yoga pants that aren't supposed to be see-through? Yeah.
Yeah. Supposedly, it was a mistake. You know, it wasn't by design or anything.
But here's the thing. Okay, when you put them on, because I know I try everything on first, and one time I did not. That's true. All right, but most of the time I look in the mirror, and I'm looking at myself before I leave. So, like, if I notice my butt crack showing through, I'm not wearing that. I'm just saying, I think that goes for most ladies. We look at ourselves in the mirror before we leave.
Yeah,
right?
I would think so, yeah.
Given, I guess, if it's like a 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. class, maybe we're not, so I'll give it to them for that. Or maybe the ladies were wearing it because they wanted some extra attention. You know what I mean? There could
have
been a hot guy in the class.
That's
true. I'm just saying.
So they'll show off
everything. Bend over a little more. I can't say that I haven't done that before. I mean, not see-through pants. I'm just saying, like, if there's a hot guy in the class, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you'd reveal a little more.
No, I would just make sure my poses were more correct, and then I bend over a little more. I could stretch more.
This reminds me of high school. That's how I used to be. I'd go to play soccer. I just want to look perfect on the field. Like, you know, anybody gives a damn.
Well, it's actually funny. I went to yoga the other day with my guy, and he's like sitting he's right next to me. And I'm like, okay, well, I just have to keep looking.
Yeah.
Like, he looks so good right there. I know, it's retarded. And I'm like, yeah, that's mine. That's hot. And I know I'm supposed to be focusing on yoga, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
It was hot and sweaty. And I was like,
okay.
All right, moving on.
All right. Well, we have.
You would do that too if you were in a yoga class. You would be staring at all the girls. I don't
know. I would. I would. Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I would. I mean, I look at them driving and I'm always almost getting into an accident, you know?
See,
I'm like,
just
what
retarded.
Is it I don't learn, you know? But it happens automatically.
That's just retarded.
But you know what? It's like, I notice other guys, they do the same thing. You know, woman passes by, everybody looks. Everybody stops what they're doing.
Yeah, I caused an accident look, once. You know? I have to say, I caused an accident. That's kind of hot. But
yeah, that's pretty hot.
So wrong in ways, but it's so like, and I didn't mean to. I wasn't even wearing anything hot. I was just wearing like workout. Why is it like men think that workout gear, like you get hit on more in that than you do? And yeah, when you're all dressed up.
I don't know.
Yeah, because it could be see-through.
Yeah. Anyway, the voices you're hearing is from two special guests in the studio. And I forget your name. What was your name?
My name is Ray.
Ray, that's right. Ray and Lillian in the studio. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. What's your name?
My name is Sam.
Oh, hi, Sam.
Yeah, you should have known about it when you came to the show.
Well, yeah, though. I know. it's very confusing around here.
Yeah.
As you already said.
I know, it's been a hectic morning for you.
It has been,
too.
And I'm sorry you guys, like, ran into that.
I had to go 405 north, and I tell you, that's 405 today. It's unbelievable complicated.
Really?
Oh,
it takes 3 hours from Santa Monica to the valley.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Somebody actually drove it in 30 minutes from the marina, so I don't know.
What?
It depends on... Yeah, he just
Which
came.
Which 406 was but maybe 405?
Maybe 406. It was 406.
A different 405.
Were you walking?
I'm not used to driving at 8:30 in the morning. You know, it's a bit early for me.
Really? It is early for you, huh? I know you still have your sunglasses on and everything.
Yeah, because I'm detoxing.
Oh, you are detoxing.
I'm detoxing.
I'd like to see your eyes, though.
I'm not. All right, I'll take them off.
He wants to gaze into your eyes.
But you know, you see, when you're detoxing, you cannot have anything that is slightly toxic.
Really?
It's eating it, drinking it, or putting it on your skin, because everything that you put on your skin goes into your bloodstream.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So, and as far as I know, there's no organic mascara on the market today. So
really?
Yeah.
No organic mascara?
So I'm wearing these rock and roll glasses.
Okay.
you know, it makes me look cool anyway, right? you know, at 61, it's hard to keep it up and look cool.
But you look amazing.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So why are you detoxing now?
Well, I'm from Norway, and I was just home for the last season doing Dancing with the Stars in my country.
Oh, nice.
And then
are you a star or the dancing
I didn't
part?
Win, so I got depressed.
So were you the star or the contestant?
I was one of the stars.
Really?
Yeah, Norway.
So you're a star in Norway?
I'm a superstar in Norway.
Wow.
Star.
Okay, well, superstar. So tell us all about it.
Stars are dime a dozen, Sam. I mean, come on.
Oh, she's
a superstar. Much better.
Yeah.
But she's also a living foods and lifestyle coach.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So she can tell you all about detoxing.
Sam, you need a little detox. I can tell.
Really?
Yeah.
How can you tell?
Well, I don't know. Should I be honest?
Yeah. Tell me, yeah.
Well,
am I too wrinkled?
By just looking. No, you don't know how old I am.
No, I'm 53. I'm 52, actually.
Well, I'm 61, so I got 9 years on you. But no, you don't. It's not like you don't have a wink. No.
Oh.
Well, maybe you do Botox. You have.
I do Botox?
You do?
No.
You mean I need Botox?
Yeah, but
no, I don't do Botox.
And here the show again.
I can tell that you eat a little dairy products and a little too much meat. Is that correct?
I do eat too much meat, but so does everybody else.
I
don't eat meat.
Okay, so what? How does it show on my face that you can tell I eat meat?
No, but I can tell by from your chin down to between your real chin and your chest.
Yeah, what's
you
there? My neck.
A little pudgy there.
Pudgy in my neck.
Well.
Okay, and that's meat. Okay.
Well, I think your glandular system is a little overactive.
Oh, okay. I'll reduce my meat intake a little bit.
Yeah, and you've got to go on this, raw cane super juice. That's
yes.
With us.
Yes. Yes.
Now, you brought us some juice, and I forgot my coffee and my water outside, so
that's good.
That's fine. This is your water, right?
Don't take
okay,
it.
You
no,
can have
this. I just want to make sure.
Meat and dairy.
No, it's okay. I'll drink the juice.
It's spicy.
Raw cane juice, lemon juice.
It's so good, though.
Is it really?
Wakes you up, knocks your socks off.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the drink, because that's why you guys are here, right?
Yes.
Okay. So,
and to say hi to you and do a little flirting.
Then. Exactly.
He likes that.
Exactly.
And to tell me I look like I need detox. That's what I needed to hear this morning.
You're honest, right? I mean, you're just a little detox.
So funny.
Not a lot. Oh, my God. I just tasted this. Oh, Sam.
What is it?
This is spicy detox. It's like, must be cayenne.
Really?
Lot
so this is for detox.
Ginger,
Ray, should
lemon.
I expect something radical here? I mean, should I drink it?
Not right this minute.
No, not right this minute. Right?
I think radically your eyes are just going to like curl up a little.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's really spicy.
Spicy hot. Spicy hot, right?
Spicy hot. It's got an African bird cayenne and.
Talk closer to the mic.
Okay. Brigida, you've been doing the cleanse for a while, so and I heard your comments on the last radio. I was like, I don't know if we should go do this right now. But it's spicy, and the reason why it's spicy is it actually is an exfoliant for your GI tract, so it's pulling away the mucus plaque, all that slime and meat fat and dairy sludge.
Sounds horrible.
Sounds erotic to me.
But you know something.
That's why it's called the liquid sexy.
You know something, during your youth, I mean, if you're 50-something years old, right, and you've never done a really detox, you can imagine, you know, your colon is like a garbage disposal box, you know, more or less. And all the crap that collects at the walls inside the colon, I mean, once in a while you've got to clean a garbage disposal out, right?
That's true,
you know how much better you're going to feel and how much more clear you're going to think.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you lose the weight. And
so people do like colonics and stuff?
So beautiful.
People do colonics and stuff,
right? Yeah, well, you should do it, before colonics. Or like at the very beginning and then afterwards, you know, but it kind of like pulls it out anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Wow.
But if you want an extra, go for it.
Sam, you need a colonic. I can tell.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. What is it? In Norway, people are so freaking honest. You know?
No, but you know something? What is so cool with a colonic? Because they put inside you like 20 gallons of distilled water. You can imagine going in and out of your colon.
Yes.
How it effectively it flushes it out.
Yeah.
I mean, no kidding. Yeah. I mean, that high colonics are unbelievable. I've had about 100 in my life.
And you're
really?
But I'm 61, you know, so I'm a little few years older than you.
You really can think so much more clear. And you just feel good. Like you're ready to go.
Energy all the time.
Yeah.
Really?
You know, people
right
think away. That energy comes from food. I think that actually all the cooked starchy food, high carb foods, and all the animal protein and everything that's in the regular so-called people's diet.
Right.
For me, it would take away my energy. I don't know how people function with the type of diet that they're on in this society today.
Yeah.
I could not function. I think more food, less energy.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, you know, it's opposite of what you energy.
Think. Yeah, and I think that's true. And I think it depends too what you're eating, especially if you're eating like pastas and
high carbs.
High carb foods.
Complex carbohydrates. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Brigitta, you have to invite someone who tells me my colon looks like a garbage disposal.
Well, no, it is. It's a fact.
I guess that's a compliment
in
Norway.
Not, it's not that. You know, something in Norway or not. It is just that you every human being, when they're 50 years old and they've never done a deep cleanse,
right.
Their colon is automatically like that. And another thing I will warn you or tell you, which is true, inside your colon there's a lot of little pockets that can be worms, parasites, and everything else in there.
Really?
So when this beautiful radio host over there, is it Brigitta?
Yes.
Brigitta, right.
Brigitta, sexy name.
Yes.
Are you from Italy, Brigitta?
My family is.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of that raw tomato dish with basil.
Yeah, that's not spelled that way. I've never heard that before. And it doesn't irritate me at all when people say it. Because it doesn't even make any sense. Because it's not even pronounced or spelled anything like my name. And it is so obnoxiously annoying. And I'm going to go on forever. I can't explain to you like how irritating it is. Because people think it's funny.
Right.
And then I'm like, it's not funny because that's not even how my name's spelled. So you're the moron. Sorry, not you. Also, in general, are the morons who can't, like, you know, get it right. Okay,
but the thing is, with this super, with this raw cane juice is organic and everything else, and with all the different things that they add, like the cayenne pepper, the lemon, the ginger, all the additives, the organic raw additives they add, makes it such a much more efficient cleanser than just distilled water in the colon. Because this actually will loosen up a lot of crap or plaque that's inside the walls.
It's like you go to the dentist, right? So then why don't you give your body like a cleanse? Like you give your like I went to the dentist yesterday. That was one other story. I forgot why I don't like going to the dentist. I hate sitting there with stuff in my mouth.
Yeah.
But anyway, like you get cleansed out in a way. So this is the same thing. You're like cleansing out your body. Mm. So it's like my teeth feel so good. I'm like, I just keep like rubbing my tongue in my mouth.
I know.
But it's like the same thing. Like your body feels so good after cleanses. Like you're like
that's
a new
how
person.
Your colon will feel. Like like you've had a little dental cleaning, and it's actually they call it mucoid plaque. So there's actually plaque in your intestinal tract,
right.
And it can accumulate from the very like it can accumulate from like 20 years ago. I mean, there are people who cleanse and they haven't eaten meat for say 20-30 years, and all they can smell on their 10th day of cleansing is, oh my god, I've just got bratwurst all over me. Like how can this be? Well, it's really, really deep in that intestinal tract, and it just holds in those polyps and cells, and it holds in your brain cells, in your memory, and then
all your tissues.
Yes, and then childhood memories start coming up, and it's very intensive. It's very emotional.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it's like an emotional purge.
Yeah,
it's a catharsis.
That's right.
Yeah, it really. It's fantastic.
So this all happens to you from drinking this?
Well, you are what you eat.
Right. I totally agree.
Anything can happen by what you put in your mouth and what you digest. Good things and bad things. But it all is cumulative. It takes a little time. Like you have one piece of pizza, it's not going to kill you. You eat pizza every day for a year.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen cumulatively.
Right.
You detox. You incorporate healthy things to your life every day. Something's going to happen too.
Mm. Yeah.
Because it takes many years to get all this mucus and crap in your colon accumulated. So, you know, we're not saying that you're going to go on this organic raw cane super juice thing, but only because, you know, when it took you that many years to get a little puffy or a little pudgy or a little whatever, clogged
what
up
the
colon,
hell?
You know,
it'll
take you a little while to get rid
before.
Of all that crap. You know, so, you know, you've got to give yourself a little time.
But thinking about my throat.
If you do 3 months, and if you can do this juice, this raw cane, it's super juice actually. If you can do that, but you know, at the same time, you got to also work on your thinking every day because you know it's not all physical. It's on a we are spiritual beings, right? So if you work for me, it's about cleaning out the garbage in my thinking, my negativity, my doubt, my fears, and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time as I clean out my mental attitude, then I clean out my body.
Mm.
So you know, it's like, and you start in the morning, you thank God for that you have another day. I mean, it's a fantastic blessing. Think of all these people are dying every day and being shot and killed. field, and now we hear Korea, like it was done, yeah. North Korea. But that thing pointed against America, is it towards America or against America? I mean, there's some, we are bombarded with so much negativity, so if you can take hold of your thinking and then you take hold of your body, and you know, we can't forget the physical exercise, like Bruschetta over there who goes to the gym and sees all the sexy guys. Well, you know,
I mean, one sexy guy.
That's just one advantage with going to the gym or yoga place, but you know, we need it for blood circulation and for, you know, keeping our bones and our muscles strong, and then, you know, a healthy diet. You know, I've been a vegan myself for 34 years.
Really?
I have not have a piece of meat or an egg.
Wow.
And I have no Botox and no surgery. Mm. And really what happens, I'm 61 and I won PETA Sexiest Woman Over 50 a couple of years ago, you know. Yeah. I think that, you know, you can get better with age instead of this regular, normal thinking. People say, oh, you get older, you get less good. I mean, you don't have to have a lot of wrinkles. You don't have to have a lot of cellulite. You don't have to be dumpy and so-called old.
Right.
When you get older, I think you can keep yourself together as long as you live.
Right.
I mean, again, it's what you are. What
if you have a positive, healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, but you don't get better, believe me. You
mentally
know,
and 50, spiritually, yes.
Well,
you will.
Maybe,
And you get wisdom and knowledge. You don't have that in your 20s or 30s.
That's true.
That's why they say, you know, youth is wasted on the earth.
But you have a great body at 20, 30, you know, so.
Yeah, but you can have a great body at 60, believe me. You want to see my pictures?
Yeah. And I was going to say, I mean, Lillian, she's been working
I still do bikini work, bathing suits and everything.
Really?
I mean, she's one of the longest standing working sex symbols.
Oh, hey. Sure.
And the reason is that her body, like, she keeps it just youthful from what she eats and what she does. Yeah. She's gorgeous.
Yeah. I have a 22-year-old daughter who's never had a piece of meat in her life, by the way.
Wow.
And total vegan.
So you're known, what, as a model in Norway?
I'm a model. I'm also a famous writer. Uh-huh. Underestimate me and call me just a model.
Okay, I won't say just a model.
Sex symbol.
How
you know,
dare I?
I like that too. I don't like being just
a
model.
You know, I'm also a motivation speaker in this field.
Oh, okay. But, well, she's showing us a lot of pictures here. And you just look
really
amazing.
Ones,
is that your daughter in the pictures?
That's my daughter, but maybe this one.
Yeah, that's near Palm Springs, isn't it?
Yeah, we showed
that. Wow, look
that,
at you. And this is recent?
That's 2 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, something the proof's in the pudding. I think, yes, I have good genes and everything, but I came to America as Playmate of the Year, actually, in 1976.
Really?
Which is 37 years ago. Hugh Hefner was my first boyfriend in America.
Really?
Yeah. And then
Playmate of the Year, wow. And the American Playboy?
American. I have 9 covers in American Playboy through my career. That's why I have, if you go on Google my name on the internet, you'll see a lot of Playboy related things come up. But you know, that's the beginning. I think it's not where you start, it's where you finish, you know. So everybody has a beginning, and it led me, it gave me a lot of opportunities to go out and do more serious things with my life, like public speaking and health fitness and anti-aging.
Right.
And representing important organic products like the raw sugarcane super juice.
Right.
I mean, I support everything that's super healthy, because I think the word needs to get out there that there's another way of life. There's another way of life where you don't get sick, where you feel a ton of energy, where you do look young and healthy for the rest of your life. You know, I don't believe in that limited thinking about aging.
Right.
You get older chronologically, you get worse. Hey, go and measure your biological age. I had it measured in Norway when I turned 60. Year and a half ago, and it came out to under 40.
Wow,
the biological age can be very different than your chronological age, because inside your body, you know, the way you age is based on how you live, genetics and your lifestyle. So you're going to have a biological age as a result of your lifestyle.
Right.
And you could probably be 80 years old chronologically and have a biological age at maybe 55.
Right.
It's all about how
you
live.
Yeah, it depends how you live, huh?
Yeah, I totally
and that's
agree.
Good news for all of us.
Right.
Then we have some control. You know, chronologically, we have no control.
Right. Now, you mentioned people should Google you. What is your last name? What
Lillian
is
Mueller. M-U-L-L-E-R.
Lillian Mueller.
M-U-L-L-E-R. Or go to my website, lillianmueller.com.
Okay, sounds good. So how did you discover this detox?
Actually, I have detoxing. I've been doing detoxing.
No, I'm sorry.
The raw cane super juice.
Uh-huh. Right.
I discovered that through a friend of mine. I was coming into this little cute shop on Sunset Boulevard a couple of months ago, and I met Ray here, who owns it, with her husband. What's his name?
My boyfriend.
Yeah. They're not married.
So okay. you own the store on Sunset?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what do you guys sell there?
Well, it's All the detox.
All the different juices and stuff.
Jess has been on
stuff,
them now
right.
for weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do our own juices. I mean, that's 90% of our line. We do a lot of raw smoothies. We do herbs. We have some raw snacks like foods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and basically it's just a space. I mean, we're located in East Hollywood, kind of in the hood, and it's kind of like a funky working class area. And
I have pepper spray, so I did fine.
It's not that bad.
Glasses, well,
expect people to sit on your car. Sit on the hood of your car.
It's not that bad.
No.
But it's interesting because like our space is also opened up as kind of like a community space for people to just kind of talk about this stuff. And I mean, when you were talking about, like, you know, feeling young and spiritual and stuff like that while you're detoxing, that's the stuff people don't talk about when we're cleansing. Like, you're nervous. Oh, my God, am I going to be hungry? Am I going to have energy? But people are, they don't expect that it's a very emotional experience. And all I do in the mornings from 8 to 10 is do detox support on the phone, and people call and I tell you, it's amazing how many of us have past addiction issues, and they'll come up while you're cleansing. And when you
mine's sugar.
Yeah, it'll come up.
It's bad.
Yeah, and if it's refined sugars, I mean, you're jittery, you're shaking, you've got horrible headaches. It's a horrible emotional experience, but it goes away in 48 hours. It's just and every one of these horrible cravings or emotional outbursts, 15 minutes, the cycle is done. And that's exactly the same as when you're like coming off crack, heroin, a lot of different drugs. Foods that we choose can be drugs, and they're manipulated so that you're addicted to it and you want to keep having it. But if you distance yourself, I've had a past drug experience, you know, I had a lot of addiction. So and when you finish that addiction, you have to break off from that society. You have to not be around those people, not be around that area, never drive those streets.
No triggers.
I still have this hate-love relationship with fast food. It's so super embarrassing because I'm in this business of health and I love health.
Yeah.
Yet I swear at 2 in the morning I'll hit a Del Taco, and once I have
you do right.
Oh yeah, I'll do
know
it.
That about
oh, that's
you.
Why you see. Look at my
see.
Neck here.
Really?
Come on, look at the neck.
I know, little. But I'm sitting here. I'm like, is my neck like that?
No, your neck doesn't look like
are
that.
You sure?
Yeah, but you're.
Yeah,
you,
because you don't.
Jetta, you're so cute. Don't worry about your neck.
But you don't eat meat, right?
Yeah, and so you're setting it up so you'll never have that gizzard neck. But here's the thing, like, so I have like a little something, I don't know, Del Taco quesadilla, and I swear it begins the drug pattern. Then I have to hit another 24-hour fast food. I have to hit another one.
Wow.
By the time I get home at 4 in the morning, like, my partner's like, you went and did that. God, you smell of it.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm so shameful. And he goes, where'd you eat? I go, in my car. I'm just like looking out to, and it's. Those are the things that you really want to approach when you're cleansing.
Food
and
addictions.
When I cleanse, I fight it all the way. I'm so angry. I'm crying. And I feel so deprived. I want everything, you know?
Right.
And so it's a real spiritual exercise to, like, realign your experience with consumption and food.
Mm.
And after that 3 days, I suddenly am just like, calm down. And I'm usually like super cracked out. My personality is like super speedy and kind of freaked out anyways. I'm like, wow. And you get in that zone and you have this surge of energy. Then now you can sleep 4 hours and feel great.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's so, I mean, in fact, your body like wakes you up. That's how it is with me. I'm like awake and I'm fresh and I'm like, let me do things. My brain is going, I want more exercise. I want more everything. Why? Because my body's cleaner.
Right.
It's now smarter. It's going, give me more of this.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do bad things, it's like, this feels good too. Give me more of this.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
It's also, you know, this thing about the food. I mean, from what I read is that people's a regular body who has 3 meals a day, you know, regular so-called American standard diet, the body spends about 60% of all its 100% energy digesting assimilating food.
Wow.
So of course, when you know, even if you don't have the super juice all the time, if you have water, if you just stop eating all this food, you can imagine then all of a sudden the body has all this energy to repair. There might be some problem in your body that you're not even aware of, and also to beautify, to clean up. I mean, the body gets so much more energy to do other things besides digesting and assimilating food. So of course, when you give the body so much a break, of course you're going to have so much more energy and vitality, and you are going to need less sleep, because I think the body has to deal with all these toxins all the time. So you go to bed at night after going out for a 3-meal dinner, and people drink wine and alcohol or whatever with it. Some people do drugs.
Right.
I don't understand how those people understand can sleep at all.
Right. Well, I don't understand how they can get up in the morning.
And I do drink.
Well, but
guilty?
You know, don't drink.
The next
don't drink with your food.
Body feels it.
Don't drink with your food, no matter what.
Well,
you know, if you're good.
I usually, I mean, it's moderation is everything.
It's but it's
like
also this
why
thing about
food
combining, because you know, if you get, I have a health book I wrote many years ago. It's called Feel Great, Be Beautiful Over 40. And I remember I wrote a whole chapter about just the art of food combining.
That's
and,
true.
And
that's
you
really
know,
important.
Something what I learned way back. I was 20. I'm 61 now, but I was 27 when I started studying and learning all this about optimal lifestyle. And I learned very quickly, you should, when you drink liquids, even the super juice there, you don't, when you finish detoxing and being really, you know, radical and only drinking, when you go back to eating solid food, you never eat, you never drink these super juices or water or wine or anything you might choose with your solid foods. You have your liquids first.
Right.
Then we have the solid foods, and then you wait like, I'd say, an hour after your solid foods before you drink again. I mean, preferably you should wait 2 hours, you know what I mean? But you never mix the fluids with the solids, because it really interferes with our digestive system.
Really?
Yes. And
that's
why if you avoid drinking your liquids with your foods, with your solid foods, you will never have bloatedness or very, very rare bloatedness, gas, indigestion, you know.
You're talking about drinking anything, not just
anything.
Alcohol, right?
Yeah. No, for me, I never had an alcoholic drink
right,
in my
but
life.
So you're saying if I eat something, I shouldn't drink at the same time?
No, you should never drink at the same
but
time.
But I get thirsty. The food
gets
stuck
because,
in my throat.
Yeah, but if you know that about yourself, you get thirsty during a meal, just start your meal, drink a pint of water, drink 2 pints of water. It will add to your digestive system
or
anyway.
Or lower your salt intake.
And the salt intake, with salt, you're going to want much more liquids
drink,
with your salt. And salt also retain the water in your body. So somebody who wants to be lean and show a little muscle tone, you know, they cut down away on salt.
Yeah.
Salt is not a good thing.
It's so difficult, except for women certain times of that month.
Well,
like yesterday when I was like,
salty
stuff. I have to have salt, and I'm raiding my pantry, and I didn't have anything except for, it was organic, but it was organic salt popcorn, and I had to have it.
You know,
like,
it doesn't matter with salt. If it's organic,
had,
if it's sea salt,
I know,
then
but
wine,
for me,
so
it made me
matter.
Feel better that it was organic.
I mean,
all salts are the same effect.
I'm always craving salt, and one day I had this, like, light bulb moment, and I watched a dog, and that dog kept eating dirt, and the owner said, I don't know what to do, my dog won't stop eating dirt, and I said, it's craving minerals.
And
that's what that salt thing is.
Right.
We, our bodies are craving the heavy minerals. So
it's
we
true.
Need to but have now, like, deep green vegetables, you know, root vegetables, more fruit. It's and when you do that, suddenly you feed it, like some organic celery or fennel, you'll notice, like, wow, it just goes away. Or, like, take
kelp
a...
Kelp is, like, huge.
Kelp. There's we don't have enough... enough sea
minerals.
Sea vegetables. We don't have enough grasses, and that's what cane juice is. It's a pure grass. It's also got super healthy polysaccharides, which are sugars. And you had said, I was listening to your last show, and I know your challenge was after the first day you were famished, which is common.
I was so hungry.
Because it's also your brain.
Yeah,
you know, your brain
so.
Is used to chewing, and it'll send signals like, you're dying, something's happening. And so then you ran out and got a smoothie, and you said, oh, but it was sugar because I had apple juice. But you know what? Lillian, I know, like, when I've talked to you, most of your diet is fruit.
I don't
she is a sugar-fueled woman, and that's how our primitive body should be running.
I think that this, I mean, you know, everybody reacts to different things. It depends on where you are born in the world, what kind of diet you are raised on, genetics, You know, I don't think, like for me, I would say fruit. Organic fruits, juices, smoothies, I function the best at
that. I can
do
that.
And many people say, Lillian, how can you eat so much sugar? Mm. I can tell you it works for me.
Yeah.
Might not be the right for somebody else. And when I first started this at 27, I was hypoglycemic, and my doctor said, you got to cut down all that fruit. Mm. Naturally, I crave fruit all my whole life.
Same.
And what I did opposite, I went on a detox for 9 months when I was at 27 to get rid of all the crap. I was a Dairy Queen. Hey, as a playmate, they called me the Dairy Queen from Sweden.
Really?
I was very curvy, you know. So people can go back and look at, you know, Playmate of the Year 1976, and they can see my layout. That was really before I changed my diet, you know. I look like one of these European or Scandinavian Dairy Queens, you know. But when I cleansed, I actually went 9 months on fresh fruit. That's all I did. And I did daily enemas, high colonics. So basically, I would go and buy a gallon of water, you know, the gallons you can buy anywhere. I put half gallon in my mouth and half gallon the other way, the bottom.
Right.
And I totally did, and just fruit diet. And I did not cheat one time in the 9 months. I didn't.
See, I could do
it
that.
It was an unbelievable experience.
Yeah.
But I got too thin, of course. So you get very, very thin when you're only raw and no salt and all that. And and as time went on, after my 9 months, I went back on a more moderate vegan diet, where I increased my vegetable intake, and I started eating raw nuts and seeds. And, you know, now basically today that I'm doing detox because I believe the whole thing is about trying to live a detox lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Live it on a daily basis. So
right.
you don't have to go into this super cleanses or super whatever once a year or twice a year and panic and it's a big deal. If you, for me, it's about these great raw cane super juices here. I like to have it like a little bit every day to maintain, but I still eat my regular raw fruits and vegetables, seeds and nuts diet.
Right.
And once in a while I have a baked potato or a little brown grains or whole grains.
But doesn't it sound pretty boring? I mean, as far
as exciting
food.
Diet.
An exciting diet.
It's all
diet.
About habit.
It's
for me, exciting
yeah.
is steak
well,
and french
no.
fries.
What
so.
I find, you know what it is? What I found hard about it too is like, I, and it's like retraining your brain.
Yeah,
it's
a transition.
For example, I don't need coffee. I did not even need it this morning. You know what it was? It was the fact that I like getting out of my car.
Mm-hmm.
I like going into the coffee shop. I like seeing people there.
Yes.
And I like the habitual habit of
a
buying a fresh coffee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do like the taste. Do I need to drink the whole thing? No, it's here. That's
well,
all.
It's the fun that goes
I didn't need to do it, but
coffee.
It was in my head. Like, I was like, I have to do it. I have to do it. I have to do it. And it's like, no, I don't. It's just like, I wanted to do something. And I should have like gone for a walk this morning because if I did that, I wouldn't have gotten it. But it was like, it's there and I'm going to go do it now.
But
because
but
I did the
about,
past couple days.
Thing about coffee, though, you know, that caffeine is, they say that if you break it down, it's very similar to cocaine. And
good,
hey,
give me more of that.
I think, hey, Sam, no
I have
good.
Never done that in my life.
I had
life.
A boyfriend who did that. I dumped him so quick when I found out.
Yeah, no.
Well,
I'm
you know
not
something?
Good with that.
If you really
not
become
cool.
a spiritual person, you spiritualize yourself on a daily basis and really work on being more spiritual, and you do this type of raw food vegan diet with the super juice, cane juices and all that, you're going to feel so great because it puts you in that zone. And I'm not kidding you. I'm not
you're
trying
right.
to sell anything here. I'm just trying to be an example for what I really come to believe is the truth. You get into a zone like you won't believe it. You're happy, like you're talking about bubble, being in this happy bubble or the fantasy bubble. Hey, you know something?
I do live in a fantasy
yeah,
bubble.
Well, maybe it is a fantasy bubble, but you know, you can't walk around and live in fear all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are bombarded with fear things from we wake up in the morning. Sometimes I don't want to read AOL when I get on my computer.
Yeah, I do.
You know,
I don't,
know what I mean?
I can't
I don't
do
want
it.
To listen to CNN because you're bombarded from morning to night. I mean, we have to focus on the positive.
Right.
And I think we all have a responsibility to be positive role models if
right.
we have been given the awareness of the things that we know about today.
Right. So you learn to enjoy this kind of diet and lifestyle
Absolutely.
And stuff. It's not like you constantly feel deprived and all
no,
that.
No, deprived.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
if I ever should feel deprived, you know something? I'd rather go and I go to the Whole Foods or health food store and buy myself these raw lemon cookies. They have these raw lemon cookies now because you know we should eat raw food as
I
much as possible.
I love
because
raw
of the,
lemon cookies.
You know those?
Yeah, are
little,
so
ooh,
good.
Yeah. And then ginger cookies too. Aren't they great? The little sesame seeds. And
dab it. See, now I'm going to go at Whole Foods.
But you know, you can have those you don't have to worry about because there's no negative side effects with the raw food.
Right.
So you can pick out on raw food morning, noon, and night. I mean, I can drink four of these super juices, the raw cane sugar in
I
a day.
I really like
it's
the alkaline
positive.
I want to say, like, I really, Let's talk a little bit about this too.
Absolutely.
So there's the alkalizer tonic, and then there's the detox, and then you guys also have like other raw foods and whatnot.
And smoothies with coconut and fruit. And, oh,
so
I love those.
How did you guys figure out like the correct, I guess, concoction of like what really works and like how did you?
It was pretty organic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just this is how we feel. I mean, I've always had a love for food combination, bad and good. And then we came up with the detox because that was just the ritual that my partner and I used to do in the morning.
Like the master cleanse
exactly.
kind of thing.
Yeah. And you know, in the morning, like to put a little something sour and spicy, you just feel clean. And it's like an espresso shot. You know, you get that shot of
it
energy.
Is.
So we were, we started this cane juice business and we combined it. And it was so funny because within that first year, people were coming up. At the time, we had farmers market stands. They were coming up to stands going, this is that diet that Beyonce's doing, the lemonade diet. And it was that year that we started the detox that we were so, and it was by fluke. We were just doing we didn't even know what the master cleanser was.
Yeah.
We were like, what is this? You know, who are raw foodists? Like, what? We're about sugar cane, you know. I'm from Taiwan. Like, I'm island. He's from South Africa. Like,
right.
We grew up with sugar cane. And then the woman was like, well, just check it out on Google. We found out by the end of that year, Master Cleanse was the number one most Googled like set of words.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's how we kind of started. It was completely by fluke. And I mean, Liquid Beauty, that's actually like my formula.
This one?
Yeah, or alkalizer.
I really like this.
I'm drawn to things that are green. I love things that are sour. I'm not a sweet freak, you know. I'm more like that salt person and fats.
Right.
And so this was like, in our culture, like in Chinese culture, we say, oh, before you're going to eat like, you know, salty, fatty pork, you must prepare the liver. You must have something that will metabolize the fat. Like that's very Asian color. Like if you drink tea, then suddenly all that pork belly, it'll just melt away and you can have tons of it. And then have some more afterwards. So I'm always like craving that. And that's why we create the alkalizer. I'm also the name. It's very indicative of what it actually does. Cane grass, cane, sugar cane, not cane sugar, not evaporated cane juice, but sugar cane, the actual tall reed grass. And the juice from it, it's very alkaline because it's a grass.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not that many edible grasses that we have access to. You mentioned seaweed.
Right.
There's such power to grasses if we can digest it.
Wheatgrass is another one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know?
I'm not good with wheatgrass, though.
I'm not either.
I'm not that good with wheatgrass.
It makes me get so sick. I'm not kidding. It's projectile vomit. Like, it's literally like, count. 3, 2.
Really?
But you know, that could be a sign that your liver is toxic.
No, this I love and I'm fine.
Okay, because it's in the grass family.
And the thing that I was thinking about was, it happens to me when I have too much calcium in my body. So if I drink anything with calcium, like, it could be orange juice with extra calcium.
Yeah.
It's coming up. Like, I can't even stop it.
But
it's kind of the same feeling, like, when I drink the wheatgrass. So I don't know if there's, like, a
you
certain
amount
of calcium.
You have to listen to your body.
It's
saying
but,
no.
But, you know, wheatgrass is extreme detoxer. I mean, we're talking about drinking an ounce. I did that for a while many years ago, and I actually had a nightmare one night about wheatgrass, and I never really had it again. Though I know very well that it's a fantastic detoxer, but it's so concentrated. You know, I think for the liver, if your liver is toxic, I mean, obviously most people have a liver, they have a liver that's toxic because we live a long time, right? And everything goes to the liver, it filters through the liver. But, I mean, wheatgrass, it is so, have you had it, Sab? Have you had wheatgrass?
Yeah,
it's
it was gross.
It's very overpowering. It's extremely intense. Talking about, intensity.
Yes.
And it could have been too.
I can't handle it very well.
And maybe it was because I went on this whole, like, because I had Lyme disease is like how I started just, you know, searching, like, how can I cleanse my body? How can I get rid of this? What can I do? So maybe because when I was searching during that time, I was trying wheatgrass. I was trying anything I could possibly do to help get rid of it. And I did it. I got rid of it naturally, which is great. And I worked with an herbalist for a while, which is why I became interested in herbalism and all that. But maybe it was because I had parasites, basically, is what it is. It's like, you know, in your body. And maybe when I was drinking the wheatgrass, maybe that's because I haven't touched it since then. I'm like, get me away from the wheatgrass. It could be
nasty,
why. Where, I don't know. I mean, the alkalizer tonic here, I love it. And I also have to say, like,
milder way of detoxing.
I noticed it has chlorophyll in it, and like I love chlorella. I'm a huge thing with, I mean, like put chlorella in everything. And like that's what I tell people, try it for 1 week, and this caffeine, it weans you off any caffeine. Mm-hmm. It weans you off anything. You don't even need sugar. I don't crave it. I wake up early, refreshed, and I go to sleep and without taking melatonin, which is a big deal for me. Mm. It's like I feel like just the chlorophyll alone is like so good for you. Like
cool.
It's so amazing.
Okay, Ray, well, tell us how people can get it. And because we're running out of time completely. Yeah.
That was fun.
So Ray, go ahead, tell people where they can get it.
Okay, well, visit us on sugarcanejuice.org, and our address for the Raw Cane Super Juice Bar is 5301 West Sunset Boulevard, 90027, and that's in Hollywood.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's
and
a Twitter
we've got
too.
A lot of we have Twitter. It's Raw Cane Juice, and then our Facebook is Raw Cane Super Juice, and then also, we might be at your local farmer's market. We do several farmer's markets in the area, and then we're also carried at Lassen's and Erewhon. Just check our locations.
Amazing.
Yeah,
awesome.
I found them at the Los Feliz one.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Okay.
Okay, well, Ray and Lillian, thank you so much for joining us. You're a lot of fun, full
thank
of information.
You, I'm going to post it on my
and,
Facebook.
And stay raw as much
you.
As possible.
Yeah. And
you all the enzymes in the food,
yeah.
Intact.
And you're refreshingly honest.
I know.
Hey, you know, I'll coach you a little, Sam. I'll get you in
so
shape.
Funny.
I need 3 months to be a new man.
So funny.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.